Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, New World Order expert, joining us. Right now, let's blitz through your calls. Ken in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Ken, yeah. Thanks for getting me on. Look, you've talked about automobile shutdown devices and devices for shutting down communications. I was looking on the local news the other day, and I just got the story off the Internet, where there's this company called Ionitron of Tucson, Arizona, says they won a $9 million defense contract, and what the contract was for was developing a wireless taser capable of shooting electrical discharges that can disable vehicles and communications.
Well, they already have wired into all the new cars a kill switch where the police helicopter just shuts your car down. And they're also wiring it in where if you don't pay your payment, people don't even know this till they don't pay it, your car doesn't start, and then a recording they didn't even know about starts playing off a speaker they hadn't seen. You've got to call this number and pay your bill, then your car will start. I mean, that's the new America. They've got the satellite tracker plug-ins and all the new cars made in the last 9 years. I mean, it's all happening, sir.
I know we've had the black boxes in the cars, and I try to keep two or three cars that's at least 30 years old, but I know the equipment existed, but they're trying to mass produce it. They're wanting to hire 300 people. Article goes on to say that Ionitron is engaged in Department of Defense and Homeland Security work. So,
well, every day I see Homeland Security going, we're here to fight crime. We're putting in cameras that scan your license plates. We're going to be creating citizen spy groups. We're here to fight the criminals. And criminals won't have any due process now because we say you're criminals because we're criminals. Thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate it. Who's up next? Randy in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
You know, I would just say, for instance, as far as our military, you know, John Quincy Adams says this, America doesn't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She's the well-wisher to the freedom and independence of all. She's the champion and vindicator only of her own. She well knows that while once enlisting under other banners than her own, were they even the banners of foreign independence, she would involve herself beyond the power of extrication in all the wars of interest and intrigue, of individual avarice, envy, and ambition, which assume the colors of patriotism and usurp the standards of freedom. Sounds just like us in Iraq, doesn't it?
Yeah, but FEMA teaches police, and I have this in video, that all founding fathers are terrorists, all Christians today are terrorists, all homeschoolers are terrorists. And I agree, the founding fathers were evil. I support Bush and Clinton, our leaders, our gods, our masters. We must learn to give our freedoms up. We must learn to worship government. We must learn the founding fathers are bad.
Contrast that to what Henry Kissinger said in the Final Days book by Woodward and Bernstein. In Alexander Haig's presence, he referred pointedly to military men as dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy.
Well, and to breathe the pretty... Look, you love the troops by letting them die of pretty uranium. When you stand up for them, that's evil. When you help kill them, it's loving and conservative. You haven't learned yet how this works?
Well, you know, I mean, that people continue to... And I imagine even some of your listeners are still contemplating voting for that phony conservative book. He showed his true colors the other day by backing that liberal weasel, Armand Specter, instead of the true conservative in the Pennsylvania senator's race.
Well, they don't just do that. They got Janet Reno's former personal attorney covered up Chinagate and Waco Gate. He voted on his own family's voting machines, and he magically became the new congressman from Austin. You haven't figured out the way things work yet?
The only valid choice is the Constitution Party or the Libertarians.
Oh, the Constitution Party has a conservative record. That's evil. You've got to be for communism. That's conservatism. Haven't you learned yet? Oh, my goodness.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this third hour, this global transmission against tyranny. I know we have loaded phone lines from Honolulu, Hawaii, Canada, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Austin, Texas, you name it. We'll be getting to your calls coming up here in a little while. Just to give us an overview of the news and events and the 9/11 Whitewash Commission is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We'll go to him in one moment. I have now launched PrisonPlanet.tv. We have PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. We also have InfoWars.net and JonesReport.com and others, but the big sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I now just ordered our fifth server. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a bunch of servers because, well, when you go from 8 million visitors a month to 20 million visitors a month, it gets quite expensive. And so we've launched a subscription service. Almost everything's free on the other, well, everything is free on the other sites, but if you want to hear the best audio interviews, the best video, my films all posted, weekly TV reports, it is 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, and we need your support. This just basically subsidizes and helps us get the word out to everybody. So go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can do it by PayPal or credit card. Very simple. We have a secure, certified, secure server. And so just go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up today. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, Doctor, good to have you back on. For those who don't know who you are, tell us about your background, how you awoke to the New World Order, and then I want to get into Bush's comments that in the Rose Garden that, well, if I had something to hide, I'm covering something up, I wouldn't be talking to the commission, you know, to all your business partners. Dr. Cuddy, tell us about yourself.
Okay, but first, remember also he said he enjoyed it, which was, I thought, a strange term to use when you're talking about something that resulted in 3,000 lives being lost.
I enjoyed it, yes.
My background basically is I had been to what was the at the time in the 60s, the first governor's school in the nation. Now every state has one, but it had been funded by Carnegie, and it seemed strange. The Psychological Corporation, which has its own curious history, wanted to track us and follow us, and they had Carnegie had funded the thing, and I became somewhat suspicious that there was this sort of powerful group because they kept opening doors for me, and eventually they found out that I was questioning them, and that's when the doors started closing. But I taught in the public schools and then taught at the university level, went up to Washington for a while during the most of the Reagan years to do battle with the bureaucrats up there trying to enforce busing and things like that. Gave some advice to the Justice Department, testified on Capitol Hill, did some international political and economic risk analyses, then left there and came back right about the time George H.W. Bush was president and starting his talk about the New World Order, and all of a sudden things pretty much clicked. I've been compiling information for like 30 years, beginning in the 70s, where during graduate school, one of my professors had assigned a paper, and I wrote it, and his response to it was very curious. He had come from Yale, and he kept asking me these curious questions, and what I had been writing then and 30 years ago was that there may be this sort of conspiracy going on. And I quoted from the muckrakers who were 100 years ago, the investigative reporters.
And little did you know that Carol Quigley had a suppressed book admitting all of this,
yeah,
that he'd been in their secret documents. But that's a good place to start. Let's just start right here. For new listeners, we've got a lot of new affiliates. The show's really grown. Let's just start right here. The night after you heard me on Coast to Coast for 3 hours, a month and a half ago, Brian Lamb and this professor doing all this templing of the hands and his Masonic flashes, all this communication goes on. They attack me for a full hour. He said the most amazing conspiracy is that there's a New World Order group that wants world government. Well, wait a minute. We have hundreds of CFR publications, Foreign Affairs, that call for New World Order. We have thousands of public statements by chancellors, prime ministers, presidents, CEOs. We have all their public policy reports. We have the Supreme Court saying they follow the orders of the UN. We have the global governance, the global taxes being set up. This is like saying we're wild conspiracy theorists, Dr. Cuddy, now in 2004, because we believe the sun comes up in the morning. Man, we're really nuts. We believe that there are blue whales in the Atlantic Ocean. We believe that Tweety birds live in trees. We believe that, that George Washington was a real person. And so how do they openly say New World Order, and then we're crazy because we believe it exists?
There's a deliberate sort of disinformation going on. That's why you and I try and put it in their own words. So, for example, when I have a book like The Globalist, I'll actually put a copy of Bill Clinton's letter in which he supports world government in there by name. And so whenever a Brian Lamb or somebody does that, what I try to do is I know where they're coming from, so I'll ask them a set-up question. I'll say, well, suppose I told you there's a power somewhere so complete, so pervasive, so interlocked, so watchful, you better not speak above your breath when you're speaking condemnation of it. And then I say, and furthermore, suppose I told you that the government of the United States has been owned by a financial element ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. Then they start laughing, the Brian Lambs. Aha, this is ridiculous, you're a nut, so forth. I would say, but Brian, don't you understand that what I just did is quote you from Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt, both of whom you admire? That sort of stops them in their tracks, and then you go from there.
And there's whole debates. This is in the Congressional Record.
Right. Yeah. There's the debates. There's, like you said, the secret records that Carol Quigley got a hold of, and then I was able to get a hold of some after that. When a friend actually approached Mrs. Quigley after Professor Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, after his death, and he purchased all of her material.
Yeah, we got Strom Talbot coming out and saying you're going to have world government whether you like it or not, and we've got him in Foreign Affairs saying it's going to take blood to build it. New World Order. And then Rush Limbaugh says, doesn't exist. You're crazy if you even say it. Well, then George Herbert Walker's crazy because he talked about it 200 and something times.
And doesn't it strike you as curious what sort of put me on to this game that they're playing in Washington is when I read what you just said, Strobe Talbot in July 20th, 1992, Time magazine saying, quote, perhaps national sovereignty was not such a great idea after all, and the case for world government is clinched, end quote. I said, well, now surely that guy is not going to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate to be like number two in the State Department, but he was. 95 or so out of 100 U.S. senators, including any so-called conservatives, voted for this guy, even after he said that.
Well, I mean, I just had a huge hit piece written on me and my webmaster, Paul Watson, in Vanity Fair, and Alex Jones thinks that the Bushes flew out the Bin Ladens. Alex Jones thinks there were drills of flying planes into buildings. That's kind of funny because then it came out in mainstream news a few weeks later. Alex Jones thinks that the White House called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly. That's in the mainstream news.
Yeah, and still they insist that there's nothing going on. There was one recent one. I think it's it's a J.R. Nyquist. He writes for WorldNet Daily, and he's been having an email back and forth with people, with someone I know about, people like you and me, and he's putting us down as, oh, you know, these people don't know what they're talking about and so forth. And so You confront these, and the friend sort of confronted this fellow and says, okay, tell me then, since you know all about these people, Cuddy, Alex Jones, whoever, about Cecil Rhodes' connection with Arnold Toynbee, let's say, for example. Immediately they shut up because they really don't know and they don't want to know, or they're part of some sort of...
Well, here's the deal. You know, we've supported WorldNet Daily, and they used to be good in the past, but now they're so neoconned out. I mean, they admittedly went and got our article from an interview about the implantable chips of one of the Verichip suppliers, took it, said an American talk show host, took our quotes, and I talked to Sherry Gossett. She said, I put your name in there, said where it came from, but they wouldn't let me say your name.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, it's closing down. Some radio stations are being bought up. And remember Jaina Davis, who was covering the Oklahoma City, after she talked a lot about that, her station was bought up and she was out of a job, too.
What's happening in WorldNet Daily right now?
No, this is Jaina Davis in Oklahoma City, her channel.
No, I know about Jaina Davis, but I mean, WorldNet Daily's not, are they?
No, but I was saying stations like hers are bought up and other radio stations get bought up, and so they'll knock conservative talk shows off the air. And only the Rush Limbaugh types seem to be flourishing there.
There's all this talk about FEMA camps, put people in FEMA camps if they disagree with the government on national radio. Lots of generals talking about martial law is good. What do you think about that?
When they talk about that, they have a setup, a sort of program that they're about to condition the public to be willing to at least accept the possibilities. Now, when you confront them, they'll say, oh, no, we just meant, you know, if there's illegal people and if there's a crisis and a nuclear bomb is dropped here and so forth. But then what you and I try to do is provide the documents which have in their own words where properties have been bought up, or you actually go out and get video of the places that are being constructed. And so it's hard for them to refute that, and so their backup is to ridicule or either block or ignore or try to discredit in some way, which is what they're doing.
It's scary. We're going to break here in a minute. I want to come back and get into the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, then we'll go to folks all over the world who want to talk to you and cover some of the news. But, Dr. Cuddy, I see a mass awakening taking place. And I think that's why they pulled out all the stops and have the neocons engaging in Trojan horse behavior. Do you see a mass awakening?
I really hope so, but we're up against it because the public has been conditioned to be tuned out and turned off and confused. It's not that they they lie. I mean, they do that. But what they also do is they throw a bunch of information out there of a different variety, and so the public is having to sort through it to find out which ones pieces are accurate.
That's it. Absolutely. Mind control to boil it down for you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, an amazing researcher and author. We'll tell you about his books later. And we'll take your calls and get into the news. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want to jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Okay, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I want to get into the 9/11 whitewash meeting yesterday, but I'm just talking to Dr. Cuddy about the moral breakdown. I mean, it's a mass programming. When you turn on all the dramas, I mean all of them, and torture's good, the government's going to torture you, the Bill of Rights is bad, when I walk around in the mall, the grocery store, at the gym, and Marilyn Manson is now the elevator music, just the background music is bad, devil power. I mean, you know, sex everywhere. People take their children to Britney Spears concerts that are now totally pornographic. Now it's not just that this stuff's going on. It's mainstream, and we're bad because we're talking about politics. And Dr. Cuddy, you were bringing up a point during the break. Go ahead. Do we have Dr. Cuddy there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You were bringing up a point about the moral breakdown during the break when I was talking to you.
You were asking about if there might be an awakening, and I was saying I hope so. The problem is we have to overcome like 30 years of a conditioning process. They had a program on ABC last night, the show Primetime, and the host, Charlie Gibson, was really surprised at all the cheating that was going on, especially among young people. And what apparently he or people don't realize is that this conditioning process has been rather deliberate. A new morality. In fact, Ted Sizer, one of the educational leaders 30 years ago, said we're going to, you know, not have all this moral sermonizing. We're going to have situation ethics and moral relativism will be the new values. And so these kids today especially have come along with a, you know, what's in it for me, look out for number one. And that's why they don't care about a NAFTA, for example, that takes away American jobs. They've been conditioned to love Big Brother, as Orwell said. And as you was just saying, in terms of morality, you had several soap operas years ago that had the hero rape women, and nothing was thought of this. You know, he was still considered a great guy. And then the frenetic pace, like you said, of the music, that's deliberate, too. Orwell said, what if we quicken the tempo of human life? And so they created this sort of frenetic hyper-reality movement on TV ads and in the music, and that destabilizes the population. And you need that stability to calmly reflect on what the government's doing to you, but they want to keep you busy, you know, keep them busy, go, 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 go. And so this is one of the things that translates even into our problems in Iraq, of all places, because what you have is the Muslims don't believe in the, quote, separation of church and state that we have here. They actually believe that religion is important and a relationship with God. Now, I'm not going to get into the Muslim religion, but they believe that their religion is very important, and they believe in Islamic law. And so they see Western democracy, as we call it. Actually, like you say, we're a constitutional republic. But we keep saying we're bringing Western democracy. They see that as allowing this garbage.
And they get satellite TV and yep. really think that's what America is all about, and they're terrified.
And unfortunately, like you just alluded to, it looks like we're becoming that way mainstream, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, it's scientifically crafted they're conditioning us that being wicked is, you know, look, Saddam's bad because he tortured, but then I hear the neocons going, yeah, torture them Iraqis, make them have homosexual sex, make them, you know, stand there with electricity, you know, torture them. It's good. It's good when we do it. It's bad when they do it. It's doublethink.
And it's not just in that one area. We have actually tortured in Afghanistan prisoners to death. So we have done that, and I think one of the reasons that's why we the Bush administration yanked that $1 billion that the court awarded to the POWs who were tortured in the first Gulf War away from them, because what other countries would do is also start freezing our assets over there, and so they didn't want that. And what you have is, like you were just saying, it's a process. Years ago, Rockefeller Foundation, I'll be quick about this, they, in 1933, began to say, we want to fund social control, the control of human behavior. So they sent people out. They had a radio project, and that's where that War of the Worlds, that famous radio show, came from. They analyzed it, and they called it mass psychology of panic. And so what they did is Theodore Adorno was the head from the Frankfurt School, was head of their music division, and then he created this sort of frenetic music that we would hear with, like, hard rock, and the Beatles and others picked up on that in the 60s, and then it's even worse now. And there was a deliberate strategy. You'd have, like, the Jefferson Airplane and the Who and the Mothers of Invention actually saying, and I put these quotes, that what we're trying to do is create a revolution, a generation gap, separate the young people from the values of their parents. And so,
and then we had Miss Magazine being publicly funded by the CIA to break men and women up. Now you break the and now they're going to sell the microchips as a youth thing. The kids are already saying, I want it, Mom and Dad. I don't have to have permission. I'm going out and getting it.
And the CIA will be at CNN, for example. They'll be at Simon & Schuster, and if you write a book that goes there that they don't like, it doesn't get published, and so on, yeah.
This is all admitted. We'll come back, get a little bit into the 9/11 Commission, and I promise directly to your calls, straight to your calls, and then we'll get into 9/11 and talk about Dr. Dennis Cuddy's books as well. We'll also plug some of the websites that carry his great writings. Stay with us. We'll be right back, so stay the course. And remember the new website, prisonplanet.tv. Sign up today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, a natural antibiotic breakthrough called Super Silver Solution. Developed and tested by scientists, doctors, major universities, and laboratories, making this the only patented silver product in the world that combines oxygen and silver. Super Silver Solution has been clinically proven to be at least 200 to 300% more effective in killing bacteria than any other colloidal silver on the market. Super Silver is not like any colloidal silver. It's next generation with a 100% money-back guarantee. Super Silver is the only silver product scientifically proven to kill bacteria like the drug-resistant staph, hepatitis B, eye, ear, sinus, and upper respiratory infections. Doctor recommended Super Silver is strong enough to kill anthrax, yet totally safe for everyday use by babies, children, adults, and even your pets. Call 1-800-974-1879 for a full info pack, including a 60-minute audio tape. That number again is 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
If you want to destroy the New World Order, you have to try to be a moral person. And I'm talking about myself here, too. It's very easy in this society to break down. They've really designed it well. So I'm not preaching at you. You need to love your wife, love your husband, love your family. Educate your children about the New World Order. Explain to your children that the society is designed to break up the family, designed to sell them rebellion in the name of being, you know, individualistic, whereas in reality it's designed to get them into the prison system, into the slave grid. And if you educate the young people like that, they'll wake up and see what's happening and fight against it. I found that. Show them where the real revolution is, and we can deprogram them. But if you sit there and go, oh, you can't do this because it's too much fun, or you can't do this because, you know, I say so, it's not going to work. You've got to warn your family. You've got to be strong. Again, Miss Magazine, it's admitted. Gloria Steinem admits it. She was set up by the CIA to break up the family. And it's amazing admissions. But to going back to Dr. Dennis Cuddy, let's take some calls. Then I want to get into 9/11 and also Iraq, okay?
Okay.
But before we do that, tell folks about some of your new books.
Well, the latest one is Cover-Up, Government Spin or Truth, which is largely about 9/11, but it's also a little bit about Iraq. And it came out just as the war was beginning, but I was saying that they probably would not find any large caches of weapons of mass destruction. And then I followed that up by explaining what Saddam's strategy was, which Rumsfeld and Cheney said, oh, we can't believe he's planning a guerrilla war. Well, yesterday, front page New York Times, sure enough, that's what he was planning.
But so, isn't part of that the Pentagon trying to say it's not the Iraqi people, they love us? Why, it's Saddam. I mean, Saddam doesn't control the Shiites.
Yeah, they're trying to say that, but when a fellow I know who was going over, and he's like Bremer's right-hand man, before he left, he called up and said, well, you know, what do you think I should expect? I said, look out for the religious unrest, and basically, you know, he said, well, it's the Sunnis, yeah. I said, no, you have to watch out for the Shiites as well. They're being nice temporarily because they think they're majority, but people like this al-Sadr, remember, they want Islamic law. And they see us as a threat because our government allows pornography and all of this. So I said, you watch it. It's going to break loose. Sure enough, it has.
How do folks get the books?
Well, the main number would be a toll-free number to the publisher, 888-891-3300, 888-891-3300. The September 11 prior knowledge book is now coming back into print with an index and a printing of the letter I received from Homeland Security saying they found 12 information circulars, warnings regarding 9/11, but they're not going to let me see them. So I put that letter in that book as well.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to some calls here. Let's talk to Michael in Honolulu, Hawaii. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Just wanted to, you were sort of psychic this morning because you answered both of my questions from the last guest, but I did want to make one comment with all that's going on. You know, this the guy that called in a while ago that said he was depressed and, you know, didn't know what to do. Well, it's very simple. You know, find two people that you can start educating with the things that you're sharing, your websites and everything, and then they start doing the same thing with two other people. And I can tell you that I had some friends in my church were asking me, oh, you know, are you going to be voting for Bush or whatever, and about the New World Order, and I was able to share with them some of the things that even Dr. Cuddy has written. And I just, you know, turned them onto your website and everything, and then they were so blown away with the information and everything, and now they are just so hungry for more information. And I'm just encouraging them, hey, find other people and do the same thing.
I found, you know, in life, if you just get up and work and stand up and are strong and do your homework, you can wake people up because this whole thing's hidden in plain view. Dr. Cuddy, isn't the key to really good propaganda that it speaks to our laziness, that it speaks to our fears and gives us excuses to just go along? I mean, that's really what this propaganda does.
It does that, and then they follow that up. What they do is they provide test cases to probe us to see how far they can go. You know, they'll throw a, let's get the Bible or school prayer out. We huff and puff and yell and have 10,000 people rally, but then they have their people in place in the courts to knock us down, and we say, oh, well, you know, we tried. What can we do? And that's part of Tavistock, who you're familiar with, their theory of social turbulence, where you cause people to go into psychological retreat.
Here's an example. They come out with Total Information Awareness Network,
right.
All-Seeing Eye, New World Order, to get us mad.
Yeah.
Then they go, okay, we change the name. Then they really double the funding. Then they come out with matrix systems and all this. And they go, okay, we're not going to do that. Then we find out the states are already doing it. Every time you order a pizza or buy something, it's being uploaded immediately to Homeland Security. They're always, you know, coming out with new names, new boogeymen, but always the system just moves forward.
And another part of that is they'll propose a piece of, let's say, really outrageous legislation with 20 points. And then we complain. You and I and all of the people complain. And they say, okay, we'll compromise and we'll just have these 10 points. And Congress goes on and passes that. And all along.
But that's not a compromise because...
I know that's.
I mean, obviously, you know, but what I'm saying is that if we gave them 10 points and then they gave us 10 things we wanted, that would be a compromise.
Right.
When they say we want this and we only give them half, that's not a compromise.
Right. And the point is, that's what they planned all along, that they knew that we would do that. And so this is their fallback position, which was their goal all along.
Well, it's like Bush saying, oh, you've got to repass the Patriot Act. It's coming up for reauthorization.
Right.
All the key provisions aren't sunsetted. That's a red herring to have another vote and add stuff to it. I said that. Then Bush indeed did say that.
Yeah. And that's a third part of their strategy. This is multifaceted, and it's to keep people off balance, and you're kept also so busy. You know, I got to go to the shopping mall. I got to take the child to the ball game, so forth and so on, that it's difficult to organize against it. And that's what they're counting on.
Dr. Cuddy, it's not just compartmentalization. Well, thanks for the call, Michael. Good job. Keep it up. You know, I want people to know there are thousands of eggheads with 170 IQs sociopathically sitting around. You know, right here at UT, I've been allowed into the psychology department, and they're just like, yes, here's the DARPA mind control systems. We're testing how to manipulate you with TV patterns, and I can't show you the classified stuff. What do you think of this? None of it's even hidden.
Yeah.
And you know, to the people out there, I mean, you've got to become aware of this, but here's the question. How do they find all these people that would knowingly be part of something to enslave humanity, Dr. Cuddy?
Well, like I said, it started years ago, just taking one example. Cecil Rhodes had his plan in the late 1800s to get key people with this type of mindset into journalism, economics, politics, and education. And he said, after 60 years of putting these people in place, we won't even need a conspiracy anymore. We'll just have these like-minded people in key positions as heads of university departments and so on that we'll be able to get our new world order.
And then they all go out and pick people that are like-minded, yep, that they mentor.
Yep, exactly. That's the plan.
I mean, it's just like mobsters in New York, you know, the young kid who's from a single-parent family, looks pretty tough, 12 years old. They see him scrapping in the street. They go over and hire him, and 10 years later, he's a top mobster.
Yeah, that's what they do. One of the quotes from those muckrakers I mentioned was about the Rockefeller, and it said he has, this is like 100 years ago, he has agents in every hamlet of the nation, and they're watching for those people, just like you said, so they can groom them, fund them, get them into law school, make them, you know, politicians.
Did you know that in college I had these people approach me, and since I've been on the radio, I've had them offer me money, everything, and it's just like, you know, the movies with the devil. You know, I mean, they literally sit there and go, your crusade's going nowhere, join us, be a star. I mean, you know, the New World Order is good. I mean, it really is like this, folks.
Yeah, I'll give you one specific example. A fellow named Wayne Peterson, who your listeners probably never heard of, is in the early 60s. He's up in Milwaukee at university. He's going to the cafeteria, and there at the cafeteria is David Rockefeller. Not in New York City, Chase Manhattan. He's at this cafeteria at this university in Milwaukee. And he says, come over here, fella. The guy comes over. He says, you really want to go into Peace Corps, don't you? He said, well, yeah, I guess so. He gets him to be in charge of writing Brazil's social services program for the whole nation. When the guy finishes that, the Peace Corps, he comes back, walks into his living room of his own home. There sits Melvin Laird, Secretary of Defense, saying, you know, we got to get you a job in the government. He puts him in charge, gets him a job as head of all the Fulbright programs, and from that position as head of that, this guy goes on to Merv Griffin Show and everything else, promoting Lord Maitreya, who is supposed to be the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. So this is how they work. They reach down and they grab younger people and groom them and fund them and facilitate them and get them high-level positions.
Well, it's like a vampire going out creating more vampires.
Well, they are sucking the nation dry. And what they do is they feed the ego. Like, you'll find a lot of people, let's say in Texas where you are, you probably have a governor's school there, and they say, well, you're the best and the brightest. You know, we're going to give you special treatment. So these little egos come along and say, oh, yeah, I'm really special, you know, so I'll find out what this globalism for, and I'll be really important in the New World Order.
But and then they'll tell them, but the general public is afraid and small-minded. We can't let them all know about
right.
it. So just
right.
laugh at them and...
That's right. They're ignorant. The other people are ignorant. You're really smart. You know best. And so, you know, that's where your future is. And don't pay attention to your parents, you know, with their old-fashioned values and so forth.
By the way, there was this thing, this program, they have Wave and Save and others, and it said in the website, to tattle on your parents and your neighbors. You get a discount card, $200 when you turn people in. This is in my film, The Takeover. And it says, your parents have old-fashioned views that are dying away. You're young and powerful. I mean, it actually said that.
Well, it harkens back to the old Hitler Youth Program, where they used to tell the youngsters to do that.
By the way, this new national draft, is we're going to have to serve domestically as slaves here at home.
Well, that's the mandatory voluntary, quote-unquote, service. And remember, that was part of George Bush's Points of Light initiative, where George Bush, the first President Bush, talked about the need for points of light with service, and then he also talked about the New World Order. And the only other person in all of history I've found that uses those terms exactly, New World Order, Points of Light, and Service, was Alice Bailey, the leading occultist the first half of the 20th century, whose books were first published.
Now, George Herbert Walker isn't into that. He's only Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, a very Christian organization. Let's go ahead and take quickly, because we got a lot of calls. Give each person about a minute or so. Let us now go ahead and talk to Christopher in Canada. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hi. Three things, Alex.
Yes.
Speaking of New World Order installing their minions into power, Northern Networks in Canada just fired three chief officers, chief financial officer, chief executive officer, and chief accounting officer. And do you know that name? William Owens?
Yes.
Admiral William Owens is the new chief executive officer of Northern Networks. Cisco North.
Well, it's like these voting companies are a who's who of the CIA.
Yeah, he wrote some books, many. He's number two in the U.S. military. The second thing, Bill C-250 passed in Canada. That's the bill that adds sexual orientation to the so-called hate speech propaganda.
Yeah, so you can't criticize groups.
Exclusively protect them. And, yeah, exactly. We'll see what that turns into. And number three, I ordered your DVD. It came. It's great. I ordered some more stuff. Order Out of Chaos, two books.
Yes.
Plus Matrix of Evil, the video.
Well, thank you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, but you know what? December 17th, 2003, that's when it was ordered. It never came.
Well, we have a big problem with Canada, and I've never made any bones about that. You need to call my office, and we'll ship it back out to you, UPS. But I've gotten probably 10 letters from Canada Customs saying it's contraband terrorism, and we don't get the videos back. We get a letter from them, and they just take them. Thanks for the call. Call my office, and I'd say about half the shipments to Canada make it. I mean, England, they go right there. Germany, France, boom, right to you. Canada is a Dr. Cuddy, have you had that happen with Canada?
Just a few times, but it has happened once or twice.
Have you gotten the letter back from the government?
No.
Well, I tell you, it's serious business. In fact, if you got questions, call my office at 512-291-5750. 512-291-5750. Let's go ahead and talk to Kara in Colorado. Kara, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Cuddy.
Hi.
I got a few things, actually. I was holding way back with Ms. Harris, so I just want to make a couple comments about that. First of all, I noticed on the League of Women Voters site, they have official statements on their positions, and one of them is that that they believe that they should that we should eliminate the electoral college, direct popular vote only. So that's definitely what you can kind of tell that maybe that one's not quite as trustworthy, at least on the national level, as it used to be. So I think.
And again, they are blocking bills to have a record of your vote, Dr. Cuddy.
Also what you'll notice is when you go into voting places now, there's this usually a computer, an automated computer where you slip this card in, and you'll notice there's a camera back behind you, and when you slip your card in, you'll notice that it tabs your vote, like number 468, and those cards go in a stack, so afterwards, theoretically, it's possible for them to find out exactly how you voted.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
Actually, just a couple more things. I was wondering if I could get a hold of Ms. Harris. I went to her website and wasn't able to get a hold of her, or rather, there wasn't anything for contact, even like an email or anything.
You might
like
have missed it because it's on there.
Oh, okay. Then the other thing, Dr. Cuddy, really quick. Have you read much of the Alice Bailey work?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Well, I I guess as far as what you've read and what I've read, I guess are two very different things, because you kind of mentioned her, Ms. Bailey, as in much the way many people talk about Madame Blavatsky.
Yeah.
And really, they aren't the two people. They aren't really, you know, on the same side of the fence at all. Alice Bailey wrote a lot about some very high-level spiritual-type stuff, and Ms. Blavatsky was really kind of into the more Illuminati-type stuff. And
Look, when they try to get you into a cult, they get you into the white magic stuff, but at the heart of all of it, and Aleister Crowley said this, so did Anton LaVey, it's black magic, my friend. Thanks for the call.
It's no Blavatsky, yeah, with Albert Pike and so on, but I wouldn't dismiss Alice. Her works were first published by Lucifer Publishing, and that says quite a bit.
Thanks for the call, Kara. Interesting points. Tim in KC. Tim, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? First time I've called you. I've listened to you for about 3 years.
Welcome.
Yeah, one thing. I've been sitting around here in the chat room since I got internet access back, and if you go to Yahoo chat rooms, you see a bunch of the hate. People talking about subhumans, they don't care about their babies and everything else, so you see the old Nazi thing coming back again.
Yeah, but for the Arabs, they're subhuman, let's kill all of them.
Yeah, well, that is common, and anytime you start talking about New World Order, they start bumping you out of the rooms. But the other thing I want to talk about is your new website.
Yes.
What about those of us who refuse to get a credit card or anything of that matter? They've gone after PayPal and everybody else. I got a friend of mine that did MoPay, and the state of Missouri went after him. Yeah.
Well, I mean, nothing. I mean, you can buy gold and they can come get it. I mean, they can come grab you tomorrow. That's the point, is that the key is getting the information out, sir.
I'm on a cash basis. How would I get access to your website?
You know, we've thought about ways to do that where somebody mails us a check and then we give them a password. I'll think about that. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, I want to briefly get into the 9/11 Commission and jam in a few final calls here. Rondé, Frank, if we have time, with Hunter Dennis Cuddy, we'll definitely have him back up sooner. But, folks, you know, the number one cause of death under 55 is sitting in your automobile. You still do it. You know, it's more dangerous to buy something in a store with your credit card. It goes over the phone lines of the Internet than it is to do something online that was a safe and secure server. So all of this is a double-edged sword. And, you know, living in fear that, you know, the government will get me if I, at the store, buy a magazine about guns. We outnumber them thousands to one. We're the people. We have the power. It's now time to take action. They're the bad guys. They have something to hide. We're exposing this. That's what we're doing. Dr. Cuddy, how do you get people past just the basic fear of even putting their head up above ground?
Well, what you need is one good challenge, which we haven't had yet. The public had a poll, and I think like 75-80% were opposed to NAFTA and GATT, and the senators just did it anyway. And the reason they did it is because the next election, the public forgot or said, well, you know, tough luck, our problem. So what needs to happen is it only requires one single issue where the public actually gets outraged enough that they flood the nation.
Well, 80%+ of the public, even the liberals on the ground, are against the open borders. But the Republicans and Democrats say, we don't care what you say.
That's right. And they won't until they're kicked out of office, which is the key. You have to
kick
them out.
Which is now how they're putting in the electronic CIA-run machines. Real quick, because I want to take a few calls here, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, Bush's meeting yesterday.
They're sitting around on their couches and come out and say, well, gee, you know, everything was very cordial. And basically, from the accounts I have of what went on there, Bush is saying, yeah, well, we heard there might be an attack, but we thought it was coming over from overseas, end of story. And none of these people, even Romer or Curry or Benvenista, say, look, the attacks could have easily been prevented, and that's what I've tried to show in my article.
Well, they don't come out and say, why did you order the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda? Why did you warn public officials? Who did the put options at the CIA? Why did you order Sybil Edmonds to falsify transcripts? None of those real questions are brought up.
No, and the one Sybil Edmonds, Behrouz Sarsar, who Sybil got to testify to, he said, look, in April of 2001, I told him an attack in the U.S., my information from Al-Qaeda, and using suicide planes. I mean, how specific do you need to be?
The government ran drills of it. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
You know, I don't have much time, Alex, but you and Dr. Cuddy both. Why are the Christian media elite, I've been observing this, as you know, Jay Sekulow, Pat Robertson, et cetera, why are they for the Patriot Act, and why are they for keeping the military tribunals in Guantanamo?
Okay, let's get an answer to that. Thanks, Ron.
I think the elections of 2000 were deliberately close. I mean, that's why they were allowed to be so close, because that caused the Pat Robertsons and others to say, oh, my goodness, we can't question anything, or the pro-choice Democrats will come back into power, so we must support Bush at all costs.
All right. Dave in Colorado. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, the globalist news has really been picking up last couple of days, huh?
Yes.
What I've got in Thursday, April 29th, 2004, Denver Post. Colorado may ride brainwave of the future. Controversial fingerprint company considers placing training center here. Brain Fingerprinting Laboratories, a Seattle-based startup, trying to commercialize the technology, and it's already been used in several court cases, according to this article.
Yes, the brain scanner says you're a terrorist. We're going to put you in the camp. It's a black box of fraud. We've proven the lie detector's a fraud, so they just make a more complex quack box. Dr. Cuddy, do you agree?
Yeah, along those same lines, they've already placed at Soledad Prison microchips behind the eyes of prisoners, and they can control them, make them mad or happy.
And your source on that?
Well, I'll send it to you. I have a little booklet called Conspiracy that I wrote with a source on it.
All right. God bless you. We're out of time. Take care, Dr. Cuddy. I'll be back Monday, 11 to 2 during the day. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. If you want to get my videos, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. or simply go to prisonplanet.tv. Got a new update. Be up there tomorrow, an hour and a half special report for our members. Again, back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. Have a great weekend. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.